Right, let's try and find some winners for the Tuesday meeting at Kenilworth. Interbet Podcast, Mark van Deventer here. Maiden Juvenile Plate is the first race off time, 12:30. The track will remain soft. The variant was particularly slow over the weekend, so you need to find horses that can handle cut in the ground. Now, In Hot Water got a really good speed figure on debut. It's James Crawford's Rafif filly to be ridden by Richard Faree. And she is the pick in the opener, even though she hasn't run on soft ground. So that is a query, but that was a really encouraging debut. She has got Snowbird to beat, who ran very well to She's a Ripper. And that's a key form line from February. And then again, second when capsized at odds on behind Preacher Man. Place chances to Princess Sophia, Virginia Bluebell, and El Coete. Second race, Maiden Juvenile Plate, over 1,200 meters. Ruby King really impressed Grant van Niekerk on debut. When everything went wrong, it got hampered at the start and cast a shoe. Grant is now riding in Mauritius, and Callan Murray takes over on Des McLaughlin's Malmoose colt. I must say there's some very positive feedback from trainers about the Malmoose youngsters, so they could be worth following. So Ruby King definitely is of interest, but Redford sports very strong form, second to the brilliant Rich Man's World. Then another good second behind Tag and Release, who went on to win the Winter Nursery. Third race is a maiden plate over 1,000 meters. 3, 9, and 7 are the horses that I've marked. Rashetu, Rabdan, and Pitarak. None of them have attained significant figures, but they could be best of this lot. It's the first leg of the place accumulator. The fourth race is also a tough one. 2, 7, and 3. Nikki's Law, Red Light Lane, and Giddy Up Grace would be my top three, Backup Scandalize and Before Sunrise. Fifth race, B-Stakes, 1,400 meters. Rob Barrett saddles his first ever runner. He's got Chasing the Rainbow in here, who's got very competitive speed figures, loves the wet, will need the perfect setup. He is an off-pace deep closer. He tends to go to the outside and finish off strongly. But I think the pace here should be good. It Is My Time is in here. King's Quest, Mentor M, Manu, Boogie Fired are other horses that tend to race quite handily. So the pace should be solid, and maybe Chasing the Rainbow can do really well, has already won 5 of 12 starts. However, the horse that appeals to me from an each-way perspective is Please Be True, who's a middle pin at around 6, 7 to 1, has run its very best races in the mud. It's got a nice turn of foot, and I think we'll get the right setup with Andrew Fortune stalking the speed horses from draw 4. So that's the horse that I've put on top. Number 4, Please Be True. King's Quest is respected. I've mentioned Chasing the Rainbow. And for much wider perms in a timely manner, Oliver, Soho, Heartthrob, and Boogie Fight is quite consistent. Race 6 is a class 5 over 1,800 meters. Now, back in the fast lane, he was scratched over the weekend with an abnormal blood count, comes in here and does have the top speed figure. I'm not quite sure what to make of that one, but he must definitely be one of your principal candidates. Special Glamour has got figures a few points beneath back in the fast lane. Baton Rouge will be dangerous, shaking loose on the lead with Apprentice Bungani. Louis Starr is one that you may want to use in the lower slots. Seventh race, 1,200 meters. It's a class 5. These races are really, really tricky. Prince of Tibet, question mark. Versicat, question mark. Dawn's Early Light, question mark. Fortune 1, Avignon, who won last time. Ozark, who chased at home. We have a situation who comes back after competing over much further with the Claim 4 Appy drawn a bit wide down the straight course. Nevertheless, that one on back form has got the top speed figure Very, very hard race. Cast a wide net in the seventh. In the eighth is an intriguing lineup. Middle Stakes, 1,000 meters. Some really good speed balls entered here. Magical Place was very impressive last time. Got a figure of 101 when easily accounting for the reopposing flying Finley. And assuming he settles well enough and handles the soft going, then should give a good sight. Demanding Dave is a cheap 30K purchase who has already won 4 of 11 starts for Mike Stewart. Andrew Fortune, 3 from 3 on this gelding. North Point will be involved. Gold Jaboski is interesting. Could get the race run to suit if they go very, very fast on soft ground. He could be a late closing threat. Churchillion eligible to get involved if he decides to make an effort. Flying Finley would have a chance at the weight turnaround. Then the last race of class 4 over 1,000 meters. All About Owl is very, very honest. 8-year-old gelding. Adam Marcus and Craig Zaki have a high percentage strike rate, so you've got to respect that one. Likewise, Take That. Admittedly didn't beat much at her second start, but a nice enough figure and is respected. Escarpment is a daft one that hasn't run for 167 days, but has very good form in the soft. So you may want to use that as your exotic toad buster. There are a few others that I suppose you could make claims for. Street Outlaw, I think he is best at Durbanville. Vologoff would also have Shake, Andre Nelmuzi Yeni, and Trailfinder, I suppose, also some sort of a chance. Challenging racing at Kenilworth. Check out the Interbet Exchange real close. Get some favorable prices near the jump. See if you can turn a profit.